Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Free for all Friday. Smoke them if you got them. It says on my screen here, Jesse's on marijuana. Well, I don't know if that's true, but he's in Grand Blanc and he's calling in. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve.
It's she. Well, see, I was misled. Jesse, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing well, thank you. What are your thoughts?
Anyways, I have two comments. Actually, if there was ever a PSA for not doing drugs, I work at a healthcare facility in Detroit, and the PSA would be follow me around for a day. You would never want to touch drugs if you saw what I deal with. And my second comment is, they pounded into our head that smoking's bad, right?
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you smoke marijuana?
Most of it, yeah. That's the way.
How is that good?
Well, that's the thing. You know, smoking cigarettes is bad, but smoking marijuana is good for you. Builds character. I understand. We'll have. I'm going to pull a PSA for you here in a minute, and I'm going to have it explained to you. Then you'll understand better. In a moment.
Yeah.
But listen closely, Jesse.
I mean,
it's a joke. It doesn't make sense.
Your lungs somehow or something. I don't get it.
Something like that.
Smoking cigarettes is bad, but smoking marijuana is okay. I'm confused.
Yeah, you're so.
Anyway.
So am I. Jesse, thank you for stopping in. Let's go to Libby, checking in Grand Blanc on Roy Moore. Libby, what are your thoughts?
Libby, yes. Hi, good morning. Roy Moore. These Republicans, I just want to really strangleize them. All they had to say is the timing is suspicious. Period. End of conversation. And they would have skidded through it, just like the just like the Democrats always do. You know, they kept seating Ted Kennedy after that.
He only killed somebody. He was a senator for 50 years after he killed somebody. Don't let that get in the way.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely not. And he was the lion of the.
He was lion, all right.
The lion of the lion of the Senate, right?
No, he
was the octopus
right.
of the Senate. Forget about it. Listen, the other thing I wanted to comment. You know, first of all, I'm going to say that the Republicans, they better watch out because there's so many people that are not leaving Trump that are leaving the Republicans.
Well,
so
see, there's a collapse on both sides. You're exactly right. There's a collapse on both sides. Libby, thank you for checking in. Greatly appreciated. Let's take a quick detour now to Tim Stout checking in. Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports. Well, quick check a couple things. Tim, how are you? Tim, how are you? You there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
There he is. We have some finger problems there. All right, Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports here on a Friday. The big matchup in the Big Ten, Michigan and Wisconsin. Does Michigan stand? I see that Jim Harbaugh said to Quinn Nordin, he needs to strap on the iron jock. Well, maybe the whole team will to take on the Badgers. What do you think?
Well, I think it's the game of the day, obviously, in the Big Ten and one of the better matchups around the country. There's a lot riding on it, obviously, for both teams in a variety of different ways. I mean, I think Michigan still has a lot to play for. Michigan's got the two best teams of the Big Ten in front of it, with Ohio State next week. And if Michigan can win those two and finish 10-2, Michigan still's got a shot to share the Big Ten East title, and that would be five straight wins to end the season. That begins with a win at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's never been 10-0, and I think Michigan's always the most dangerous whenever they are considered an underdog and not many people give them a shot. But Wisconsin's played a lot of close games, and Wisconsin, I don't think, has played a defensive team as good as Michigan. I think the weather's going to be a factor, and that will hinder scoring to some degree on two teams that don't score at will to begin with. I think it'll be a close competitive game. The only reason I would give the edge to Wisconsin is simply the home field is such a huge factor in college sports, especially in football, and has been this year dramatically, as we've seen, that I would give the edge to Wisconsin, but I never count Michigan out in a game like this.
What about progress at the quarterback position for the Wolverines? Do you think it's I mean, he's young. He's a freshman. Wilton Spate's still not coming back, not cleared to play. Probably won't see him, I wouldn't think. But what are your thoughts?
Well, look, Peters, he's 3-0, but he hadn't played anybody like Wisconsin yet. He certainly hasn't played anybody like this on the road, and he hasn't had, the pressure on him to perform you know, I always say you are who you play. All right. Well, you know, I think a couple of any of their quarterbacks could have beat the three teams they just beat, you know, Minnesota and Rutgers and Maryland. Any of their three could have won those three games. But, you know, he's got some momentum. I mean, look, if he wants to be the quarterback long-term at Michigan, he's got two games in front of him to prove that he ought to be the starter over the other guys that they have. That's my thought. Whether he's up to it or not, we'll find out.
All right. And my other thought that I wanted to ask you about a little bit, Michigan State basketball, Michigan basketball. We're just getting started in the front end of college basketball season. Give me some thoughts.
I think it's going to be a very tough year for Michigan, although I don't think the Big Ten's that good top to bottom, so Michigan will probably be somewhere in the middle of the pack. The only teams I see that can play with Michigan State in the Big Ten so far, Minnesota and Purdue. I think it's those three and the other 11. Everybody will beat up on the other 11. I just don't think the league's that good. Now, it is early in November, so I get all that. And I get you can get better than that, but I think clearly there are three above the rest. In Michigan State's case, look, by the time 4 months go by, who knows what all the storylines are going to be. Although, I do think that Duke is going to be head and shoulders above everyone else if it keeps that freshman healthy. If he'd have played the other night, I think the score might have been more one-sided than what it was. I think that kid's that good. But 4 months is a long time. State just lost another guy in practice this week. Guys are going to come and go by injuries. The season's long, things change, teams go up and down, but when it all clears in the NCAA tournament, figure on Michigan State, Minnesota, and Purdue, and then we'll see who else in the Big Ten's there.
See who else goes to the dance. All right, Tim Stout, greatly appreciate it. You have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, yep.
There you have it, Tim Stout, everybody, the Dean on Sports here. I think that the Badgers will be in pretty good shape to win that game against the Wolverines, but we will see. Maybe Tim's right. When the Wolverines have their backs against the wall, maybe that's when they rise to the occasion, but the Badgers being 10-0, tough football team, and at Camp Randall makes it a tough assignment. I've got a couple of final thoughts for you for the week right after this.